Truth News Network.
In the flea market of political discourse, you found the hidden Rembrandt. TNN,
the Truth News Network,
and Dan Newman.
Guess I'll just wait for my Rembrandt. I'm sure you're wrapping to give to me for Christmas this week. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Christmas Week 2019. I'm Dan Newman, and glad to have you on Truth News Network today. Let me just go ahead and tell you now, Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday. Spend it with people you love. Find someone who's not as well off as you are that really needs something. Maybe just a hello, a smile, maybe a meal. Do it this week. Find someone that you can speak something wonderful into their lives. You'll never regret it. Well, this week's going to be a little bit different starting today. Today, we're going to leave the impeachment noise. We're not going to talk about Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell or President Trump or anybody else. We're going to talk about you, and we're going to talk about me. We're going to talk about one phone call. One phone call. And you know what? Sometimes that's all it takes. Yesterday, December 22nd, but 50 years ago yesterday, December 22nd, 1969, may have been just another day for many. For those of you who were alive then, it was just another 3 days before Christmas for you. But my life changed forever that day. I was a 16-year-old boy living in Franklin, Louisiana, a sleepy little Cajun town on the Teche Bayou, way down south. My dad pastored a little bitty church. We had 45 on a good Sunday. Our church was only the third different denomination in town. Franklin had a Catholic and had a Baptist church. Ours was full gospel. And you can bet it was pretty tough explaining to those Cajuns the differences between Catholic, Baptist, and full gospel. And I tried. Boy, I tried. Well, I loved living in that little small town. I loved the French culture. I loved hunting and fishing, spent as much time as I could in the woods and the bayous and the lakes that were all around us in Franklin, still are down there. Before I had a car of my own, I actually saved up and bought a little bitty boat that had an 18-horsepower Evinrude motor. My boat was a bateau. Now, if you're not from South Louisiana, it didn't have to be from South Louisiana. It originated way back even in the settlers' time. It's a small flat-bottom boat that was perfect for shallow water. And I spent as much time on that bateau as I possibly could. In January of that year, 1969, my dad hurt himself, and he was out of work for months, actually about a year and 2 months. I needed a part-time job just to help the family out. Little towns are often not accessible places for teenagers to find part-time work, especially a little town that has a population of about 1,000. Franklin, it was no different. My high school speech teacher knew everything and everybody in St. Mary Parish, not just Franklin. I asked him to be on the lookout for a chance for me to make some dough, like a part-time job or something. That teacher, Roger Robinson, was the news director, as it happens, of the local low-power AM radio station KFRA. He told me one day they may need somebody to help out down at the station. I went to an interview. Hadn't found an interview anywhere else. I didn't have one and needed one. So I went, and I was expecting to get a part-time janitorial job, you know, cleaning up. It was a daytime station, so it signed off at local sunset, you know, in the wintertime. That was about 5:15. At the end of that meeting, after reading and recording a sample newscast, I became the newest disc jockey in town at KFRA, the only radio station there. As you can imagine, I became overnight something of a rock star among my friends, a sophomore in high school on-air DJ. Now, I was already a musician. I played the piano. I love top 40 music. I got to play all my favorites on the radio. I was paid to do so, and girls all over Franklin and St. Mary Parish were listening to Dan. It was a blast in early 1969. But it changed dramatically and very quickly later that year. When was that? December 22nd. I learned many years later that infidelity, as wrong as it is seldom the primary factor in divorce. It most often is money. Well, there wasn't much money in the Newman house before Dad's accident. And with him out of work, it worsened quickly. Things between mom and dad were not beautiful before his work injury happened. But when the money dried up, things really got tough. Arguments that had been rare but were all quiet and confined to their room for a long time. They became frequent, louder, and happened everywhere all over the house. Tensions rose, as did tempers. Insults were ugly. My brother had already gone. He's 3 years older than me. He was in the Navy, living in California. So I got to experience all of this as the only kid in the house. The hurt, the anger, the insults, and desperation boiled over that Christmas week in 1969. Mom couldn't take it. Dad couldn't make it. And I had no choice but to take whatever they decided. They didn't decide. Dad decided when he left on December 22nd. And you know what? As bad as that was, things quickly got worse. Mom had a nervous breakdown. Now remember this, my brother was gone. He was in California. And my dad, when he left on December 22nd, moved away 50 miles away. Mom and I had no money, and I was 16. So I left home. Now, don't get mad. I didn't abandon my mom. Some very close family friends approached me to let mom go with them to get some help to get through this terrible time for her. They lived in Lafayette, which is the town that dad had gone to. It's about 50 miles from Franklin. We had lived in Lafayette before we moved to Franklin, so it seemed like a good idea. Mom went and stayed with them. I moved into a small garage apartment in Lafayette. That apartment was owned by some friends of our family. I went to a new high school. I got a part-time radio job there. The first day for me at Lafayette High School was 3 weeks to the day after Dad left. And I started to work at KSMB-FM in Lafayette 2 days later. The spring of 1970, it was tough. There was that trauma of divorce. You know, remember, I'm 16 years old. Lived in a different town, financial hardships, loneliness, and all the new stuff. You know, a new house, a new school, work, friends, church. No parents at home with me. As tempted as I was to get despondent and worry and get into the poor me's, something inside of me drove me to keep my head up and to keep moving forward. I was hopeful. For what? To be honest with you, I had no idea. I felt something good was about to happen. And thank God I wasn't wrong. Late one May afternoon, I was on the air when a longtime Lafayette friend of mine called me on the request line. A mutual acquaintance of ours from Shreveport, Louisiana, was in town visiting. The two of them were driving around listening to me on the air, and they asked if they could come by the studio. I said sure. When my air shift was over, we all went to eat dinner. That mutual friend was a high school quarterback who was getting into the ministry. He was headed to college to play football his next year. He's a year older than me, and he was just finishing up his senior year and graduating that month. I had another year to go. He was putting a Christian band together that he was going to travel with that summer around the South, visiting small churches holding revival services. He knew I was a keyboardist, and he asked me to join the group called The Vessels. I said I'd give it some thought, and I gave it some thought. For about 10 minutes, I said, heck yeah, I'm in. 2 weeks later, I packed my clothes in a friend's car who gave me a ride to Shreveport. And guess what? 50 years later, I'm still here. Now, I don't live in Shreveport. I live in Bossier City right across the river. But it might as well be Shreveport. So, that summer went by in a blur. We traveled all over the South, singing and ministering in small churches. On beaches, we would walk through there finding young people our age, and we would tell them about our personal experiences with God. There were 9 of us that summer that traveled all over the South in a Chevy van, no air conditioning. We pulled a trailer with our clothes and our sound equipment. We slept in churches, people's homes, and we loved every minute of it. That summer, not only did we see miracles in the lives of hundreds of young people, we saw terrific miracles in our own lives. At the end of that 1970 tour, I'd planned to go back to Lafayette High School for my senior year, go back to working part-time radio. Mom was doing really good. Dad was about to remarry. My brother was still in the Navy out west. God had something different for me. something new. That quarterback, his name was and is Denny Duran, and his mom and dad pulled me aside in early August of that summer. We had just finished that tour. They asked if I would move to Shreveport into their home and finish high school as their son and Denny's little brother. Denny, as I said, is a year older, was headed to Tech to play quarterback at Louisiana Tech, and his room at Evangeline Street in Shreveport was open. I was shocked. I'd never heard of anything like that happening and certainly had not given any such thing a thought that it could possibly work for me. But once again, I said, yes. Mom and Dad Duran immediately made me their second son. Denny made me his little brother. And even though Dad Duran passed away several years ago, Mom and Dad before he passed and Denny treated me all the time as their son and brother for 50 years, and they treat my children as their grandchildren. So what about that phone call that changed everything, the title of this? We're going to talk about that, get more specific, and wrap things up. Sit tight. Back right after this at Truth News Network.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&Ms Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&Ms Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes, and others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
The truth as only he can tell it. Dan Newman, TNN,
TruthNewsNet.org.
Well, back to the phone, let's go. Now, what about that phone call that changed everything for me? I'm sure you've guessed what call it was. That was that call from my Lafayette friend when he and Denny invited me to eat dinner when I got off the air. That call and subsequent circumstances drastically altered the history of not just my life, but the lives of everyone in my life today, and of course, that were in my life then. I, after high school graduation, went to Louisiana Tech. And guess what? There I met a pom-pom girl dancing at basketball games. She was from a little town east of Shreveport called Minden, Louisiana. She became my wife. We have three amazing children, plus six unbelievable grandchildren. I've had three professional careers in 50 years, broadcasting and journalism, automobile management, and business ownership. Broadcasting was my first professional love, and it still is. Some of you are listening to this podcast, along with thousands of other people. And today, people from more than 60 different countries are reading or hearing this story. I continued in broadcasting in college, certainly paid the bills. After college, I got into the car business, where I learned sales, then got into sales management, and then I got into general sales management, and I really learned how to manage other people and other managers. I went back to journalism as the managing editor of Winter Circle magazine, and later, I returned to radio, was a morning show host in Shreveport, Louisiana at KVKI, and afternoons at WTPI FM in Indianapolis, Indiana. 2 years after Indy, which was a fabulous experience for us, we returned to Shreveport to broadcasting. In 1992, I founded a medical accounts receivable management company that has run the course of the balance of my business life. In the middle of that, I owned and operated two different professional arena football teams, the Shreveport-Bossier Battle Wings, and later, the New Orleans Voodoo in New Orleans. You can see my life has not been boring. It's been one thrilling moment after another. Of course, there have been some lows and a whole lot of bad moments, a lot of health issues, family issues, things like we all have. But thankfully, there have been far more great moments than there were bad. But in the middle of getting down and getting discouraged, I always think about that May 1970 phone call in Lafayette when my friend asked, "Do you want to go have dinner?" That call changed everything. How? I'd never gone to Shreveport, and I'd never gotten anchored into the Durons family. I'd never have gone to Louisiana Tech. I'd never have met Marianne, you know, that pom-pom girl. I'd not have two daughters and a son, two sons-in-law, a daughter-in-law, four grandsons, and twin granddaughters. I'd never know the sales business. I would have never known goods and bads of management. I'd not have started a company that has impacted the lives of hundreds of employees, dozens and dozens of clients for which we have billed and collected tens of millions, not millions, but tens of millions of claims dollars for those clients. But there's more. I'd never have touched the lives of all those people in those churches, on those beaches, and in the schools and where we ministered across the South that summer in 1970, and the additional 6 years we did the same all across the nation. And all of those experiences with all of those people would have never touched my life. I wouldn't be giving you this blog post, story, and podcast either. In summary, please consider these things for a moment. During your Christmas season, this Christmas season, you know what? You may experience some terrible things. You may lose a family member through divorce or death, God forbid. You may lose a job. You may be fighting illnesses this season. You may be struggling with personal friendships, just trying to fit in. You may feel extreme loneliness and desperation. You may feel there's just no way out of any of the circumstances in which you find yourself. But, to quote Jim Valvano, that famous college basketball coach, when he was dying of cancer, he said this, "Don't give up. Don't you ever give up." I certainly didn't have a perfect beginning. Who of us has? I certainly got handed a pretty bleak couple of years, too. Many of us have that happen. Now, don't get me wrong. My life today is far from perfect. I have problems. I have roadblocks. My family faces challenges all the time. I don't have everything, and I haven't had everything. But what I have is exactly what I needed when I needed it, and what I need today. When I got that phone call, I was committed to looking for and finding the next step for me in my life. That call came in the middle of a lot of noise and many distractions, and most of them weren't too good. It would have been easy to say, "No, guys, I'm busy. I don't have time to go to dinner with you." Be open to your phone call. Be expecting your phone call. And when the phone rings, answer that call. Want to know something? I'm 66 years old and I'm excited. I'm sitting here right by the phone, got my cell phone laying right beside me as we do this podcast. I'm waiting for the phone to ring. You know what I'm waiting for? My next life chapter. One phone call is all it takes. Well, listen real closely. Here's a phone ringing for you right now. There is something big that's about to happen shortly after the new year at Truth News Network. It involves all of you, every one of you, and we're going to give you details. I will sneak a little bit and cheat. I'll tell you this much. It's going to involve you being a part of these podcasts when you want to. That's exciting to me. Can't wait to meet a bunch of you. We have people that are listening in today from the University of Moscow in Moscow, Russia. I don't know how we can communicate with them. I guess we could use Google Translate. But those of you, you're going to have that opportunity. We'll get into all the details for you. It'll start on January 6th. We'll be back here tomorrow, and we'll be back on track with the other stuff. You know, all that impeachment stuff, the Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer stuff. It's a lot better to talk about great things, isn't it? I love you a lot. We'll talk tomorrow at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN,
the Truth News Network.